Why should I go to galleries when everything is on the internet? Do I have to study to become an artist? And how do I recognize a work of art? These are just some of most frequent questions asked by teenagers in galleries. A new book called Proč umění, or Why Art, attempts to answer these questions using various works of art from galleries in the Central European region. It also aims to get teenagers interested in art and attract them to galleries to see some of these artworks in the flesh. I discuss the title, which has been nominated for this year's Most Beautiful Books Award, with one of its editors, Martina Freitagová.
Before actually I start about the book, we have to go back to the educational platform that published the book, and that's Máš umělecké střevo. In English, it would be Do You Have a Knack for Art? And it's a platform that started in the Czech Republic, and we have expanded to other countries in the Central European region. We started working with the Slovak National Gallery, with the Ludwig Museum in Budapest, and also the State Art Collections in Dresden, Germany. And this is when we got together with our partners and realized that the problematics of art education is very similar in our neighboring countries as well, and that the questions that people keep asking in galleries are very similar. So we proposed the idea of putting the most frequent ones together and actually attempt to offer an answer, not a definite answer, but more of a direction of how to think about contemporary art.
So who are the people that are joined in this platform, Do You Have a Knack for Art? Can you mention some Czech artists who are part of this initiative?
It's more than artists, it's art institutions. So we work with the National Gallery Prague, with DOCS, Center for Contemporary Art, Moravian Gallery in Brno. Those are the three main partners, but we also collaborate with other galleries like Gallery Rudolfinum, etc. So there is actually quite a wide network of partners in the Czech Republic. And abroad, those were the three that I mentioned, the Slovakian National Gallery, Ludwig Museum in Budapest, and State Art Collection of Dresden. And working with the institutions gave us the benefit to actually reach to a wider audience, to schools and lecturers, and in that way to present art in a more accessible, more legible way.
So the book that you have recently published is divided into 32 chapters, and each of them actually starts with one of these typical questions people ask about art. And these questions are then answered by various artists who are using particular works of art to illustrate their point. So how did you come up with them?
Those are questions that come from the actual experience of working with school groups and working with also the general public and repeatedly hearing them. And we asked each of our partner to bring the 10 most frequently asked questions. And then we had an international colloquium or meeting where we discussed and picked the most frequent ones. And the criterion was also to use the question to illustrate, you know, a particular artwork, particular art movement or technique or processes that are used in art.
And if I understand it correctly, all of these works of art that you present in your book come from the institutions that are joined in the initiative Do You Have a Knack for Art?
Exactly. It should be, in a way, also a presentation of these great galleries that we have in an immediate proximity. And we wanted to illustrate that you don't have to travel, you know, overseas to New York or London to actually see great artworks, and that it's around the corner that you can see Picasso, Rembrandt, and other great works. That's why we also included sort of a map to see that it really takes you about 2 hours by train to get to all of these institutions and to all of this world-class art. And yes, it was also based on discussion which artworks are to be illustrated. Again, each of the partners were asked to bring their preferred choices, which we then discussed and which we then also mixed in their questions, so we don't necessarily have one question illustrated with just an artist from Hungary or from the Hungarian collection, but we wanted to, you know, show also, say, an artwork from the National Gallery Prague. So it was really a piece of work that we put all together.
So who is this book intended for? Is it intended mainly for older children or teenagers? And is it actually intended to be used as a textbook of sorts?
Yeah, I mean, this is our primary audience, the students of primary secondary schools. And indeed, we intended that as a textbook, although a bit unusual textbook, as the text are not explaining everything in detail. You don't find things that you'd find in a traditional textbook like artist bios or, you know, short descriptions of art movements, etc. It should act more as the first step for students to think about art, the first step to actually learn more, sort of a provocation to really get them interested in art. And then, you know, they can search all the artwork, the artists on the internet. But for us, it's also one of the most important points is to get them actually to visit galleries, to learn more while actually seeing the artworks live and seeing them in the context of a gallery or a museum. What we have done also is we prepared sort of worksheets that shall encompass the book that we provide to the lecturers, and they offer more questions, more tasks, and a way how to work with the book in the classroom so that the teachers could use this as their starting point, so to say.
As I said, there are 32 questions, some of them quite funny, but I guess the most difficult question to answer is, and also the most obvious one, of course, is what do we need art for? What would you yourself say to a teenager if you were asked this question?
I guess none of these questions have a correct answer, and they are indeed very difficult. But I think art is super important because good art should make you ask questions. It should really make you curious about the world around you. Maybe you pass artworks on your way to school or in your everyday life, you don't even notice it. But sometimes it evokes certain emotions. It could help you to understand things. And it's similar as with reading books. It could take you on a journey and not only be a source of inspiration, but actually offer completely new view on the world around you. Definitely, for me, art is an integral part of our everyday life and thinking about it.
And would you say that galleries and museums here in the Czech Republic are doing enough to attract younger audiences?
I think it's getting much better. There are many activities. There are many workshops, and galleries are really trying to open up more. I would say, you know, there is still more emphasis put on how the actual exhibition look like, and the exhibition department, so to say, is in a way always superior to the special programs or to the educational programs. Whereas I think in the ideal world, they should be on the same level. They should work hand in hand from the very start, from the very initial idea about an exhibition. It should be done in collaboration with art educators.
Finally, the book Proč umění, or Why Art, has been nominated for the Most Beautiful Book of the Year award, and it's actually in itself a piece of art, we could say. Who is behind the graphic concept of the book and behind the funny illustrations that accompany the texts?
The graphic design is the work of Klára Zapotocká from Studio Brejsky. She is a genius for us. We've been collaborating with her on several other projects for the past years. And I think she really understood the way we want to address our audience in a very playful and approachable way. And it really worked very well with the illustrations. These illustrations were done by Kakalik, our also longtime collaborator, who can create this genius visual shortcut with a funny twist. And I think they are as important as the actual reproductions of artworks and make this book, as you say, hopefully a piece of art as well.
Martina Freitagová discussing the book Why Art, which has been nominated for this year's Most Beautiful Books Award.